Okay, we're all set.
Great. Good afternoon. My name is Owen Egan, and I am the chairman of the Freedom of Information Commission. This is the regular meeting of the commission, August 24th, 2022. Before we begin, I'll take a roll call in alphabetical order so that the record reflects who is participating today. When I say your name, please indicate that you are present. Commissioner Barry? Commissioner Einhorn? Mr. Tudeschi? Mr. Hankins?
Here.
Mr. Streeter?
Here.
And myself, Owen Egan. Thank you. This meeting is open to the public and is being conducted solely through the use of electronic equipment due to the COVID-19 pandemic. It will be recorded in its entirety. For everyone participating in today's meeting, please remember to identify yourself first for the recording each time you are called upon to speak. All participants are expected to conduct themselves in a respectful manner at all times and not interrupt the commission deliberations. If the commission believes any person's conduct is disruptive, that person will be placed on mute at the direction of the chairman. Further disruption may lead to that person's removal from the telephonic meeting. When the commission conducts a vote, it will be by roll call. I will conduct the roll. The first item is consideration of the minutes of the commission's regular meeting of August 10th, 2022. Do I hear a motion?
I move that the minutes of the meeting be approved.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, let's take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
And myself, Chairman Owen Egan, yes.
Passing. Mr. Streeter says yes, too.
Oh, excuse me. I apologize. Mr. Streeter.
Yes.
Thank you. And myself, Owen Egan, yes. Thank you. Next is, we'll consider the hearing officer's reports. The hearing officer's reports are publicly accessible on our website at www.ct.gov/FOI through links on the agenda for today's meeting. I will call the docket. If you are a party and wish to address the commission on a particular docket number, please let me know when I call it and we will mark it ready. We will take up the cases in the order that they are called. All right, so the first matter, I think we were waiting on Randy Dixon, but I'll call it docket number FIC 2020-0391, Randy Dixon versus Chief Police Department, City of Bridgeport. Are you there, Mr. Dixon? Is anyone there from the City of Bridgeport? Nobody from the City of Bridgeport? I'm going to mark that ready. I know Mr. Dixon is trying to call in. Move on. Next is docket number FIC 2020-0493, Luis Diaz versus Chief Police Department, City of Bridgeport, et al. That was a withdrawal, but is anyone there on that matter? Mr. Diaz, are you there? Is there anyone there from the City of Bridgeport? Right. I'd entertain a motion. That was a withdrawal.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Streeter, as it was withdrawn and dismissed, I move this matter for adoption.
Motion's
been made and seconded. I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
And Owen Egan? Yes. Passes unanimously. Next is docket number FIC 2020-0594, Luis Diaz versus Police Department, City of Bridgeport, et al. This is a withdrawal as well. Mr. Diaz, are you there? Is there anyone there from the City of Bridgeport? I'd entertain a motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Streeter, I move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Is there a second?
Commissioner Hankins, second.
Motion's been made and seconded. We'll take a roll call of those in favor. Mr. Einhorn?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
And myself, Owen Egan? Yes. Passes unanimously. Next is FIC 2021-0273, David Trachill versus Environmental and Natural Resources Planner, Town of Wallingford, et al. This was a withdrawal as well. Is David Trachill there, please? Is anyone there from Environmental and Natural Resources Planner, Town of Wallingford? I entertain a motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter, I'll move it out to the hearing officer's report.
Is there a second?
Commissioner Hankins, second.
The discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
And myself, Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Next is docket number FIC 2021-0515. Ethan Book versus Registrar of Voters, City of Bridgeport, et al. Are you there, Mr. Book? Is anyone there from the City of Bridgeport? I entertain a motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter, I move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Is there a second?
Commissioner Hankins, a second.
The motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
And myself, Chairman O'Neill?
Yes.
Passes unanimously. Is there someone there? Okay, I'm sorry. Next is docket number FIC 2021-0516, Tom Aris versus First Selectman Town of Woodbury, et al. Mr. Aris, are you there? Is there anyone there from the town of Woodbury? Right, so I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter, I move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Is there a second?
Commissioner Hankins, second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
Myself, Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Next, docket number FIC 2021-0554, Greg and Jen Haythorne versus Chairman, Board of Education, Town of Weston, et al. Are you there, Mr. or Mrs. Haythorne? Is anyone there from the Town of Weston?
Yeah, this is Sarah Gleason from Shipman and Goodwin. I'm representing the Board of Education. I have no need to address the commission, just your request that it's adopted.
Thank you, Attorney Gleason. All right, is there anyone else present? We'll call Greg and Jen Haythorne again. All right, I'd entertain a motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter, this was a dismissal, seeing that the complaint is not here and there's no objection to the respondent. I move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Commissioner Hankins, second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
And Owen Egan, myself, Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Thank you, Attorney Gleason.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next is docket number FIC 2021-0600, Shem Rijabis. Shem Rijabis. Sorry about that. Versus Commissioner, State of Connecticut, and the Department of Correction, et al. Is Shem Rijabis there, please? Is anyone there from the Department of Correction, State of Connecticut?
Yes, we're here, attorney.
Who are we?
We have Randy Dixon on the line.
Okay, thank you. We'll be with you in a minute, Mr. Dixon. Who is there on the matter with Shem Rijabis?
This is attorney Jennifer Lepore for the respondents, and if the complainant is not present, then I do not need to be heard.
Is there someone else with you?
No, it's just me. I think a counselor, an officer from the facility may have called in for Mr. Dixon on the other docket number.
Okay. This was a failure to prosecute. I'd entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter, seeing that the complainant's not here and failed to appear, and there's no objection to the respondent, I move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Commissioner Hankins, second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
And myself, Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Thank you, Attorney Lepore.
Thank you very much.
Great. So we'll go back to the only matter that's been marked ready. Calling docket number FIC. Oh, one second. Apologize. Before we consider the cases, I will ask the Executive Director and General Counsel, Colleen Murphy, to please make some general announcements.
Sure, Mr. Chairman. I think you may have missed our last item on the agenda.
I apologize.
The last contested case?
Oh, yes, I did. Thank you. Let me call that. Calling docket number FIC 2021-0614, Nobuko Gassi versus Director of Public Records, State of Connecticut, University of Connecticut. Is anyone here on that matter?
Good afternoon. My name is Attorney Britt Kelly on behalf of the University of Connecticut.
Would you like to be heard?
The complainant is not here to object. We support adoption of the report and even no further comments.
Is there anyone else here on that matter? Is the complainant Gassi? Gassi here, there, please. All right, thank you. I'd entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter, this was a dismissal, not seeing the complainant here, no objection to the respondent. I move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Your second?
Commissioner Hankins, second.
Motion's been made. Second is your discussion. Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
And myself, Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Thank you, Attorney Murphy. At this point, I would ask the Executive Director and General Counsel, Colleen Murphy, to please make some general announcements.
Sure. As we indicated at the beginning of the meeting, the entire meeting is being recorded. There is no need to request a recording. Anybody listening today should be able to access that on our website soon after the meeting. And if you have any issues, please let us know and we'll work that out for you. And second, I believe for Mr. Dixon, I want to let him know that pursuant to our regulations, oral argument is 10 minutes per side, and I'll keep track of that for him.
Thank you, Attorney Murphy. All right, so calling docket number FIC 2020-0391, Randy Dixon versus Chief Police Department, City of Bridgeport, et al. Are you there, Mr. Dixon?
Yes.
Is there anyone there from the City of Bridgeport? Okay, Mr. Dixon, you have the floor.
All right, well, this matter, I had I filed a FOI with the Bridgeport Police Department back in August 4th of 2020. Asking for all witness statements, audio reports, supplemental reports, incident reports, notes, witness transcripts, witness statements, photo arrays, audio transcripts, phone calls made to the police department, and any and everything pertaining to my case, which was case number 10D1457. And then I didn't hear anything back. So I later filed an appeal, which I had a hearing on October 8th, 2021, where at that time it was a letter that was supposedly sent to me from the Bridgeport Police Department that I didn't have, but it was marked as an exhibit. So the letter was, the hearing, I guess, was postponed, and the letter was later sent to me, where at that time I was told that once I received the letter, I was supposed to write to the FOI, the FOI acting clerk of the commission, which was Jennifer M. Nail, which I did. And I also wrote to Diane A. Scala, Associate City's Attorney. So I wrote, you know, to both of them, informing them that I had received a letter, which I didn't hear anything back. So about 2 or 3 months ago, I wrote a follow-up letter. But long story short, you know, I haven't received any of the documents that I filed an FOI for 2 years ago.
Thank you. Sir, I just had a couple of questions. Number one, when you were at the hearing, did the opposing attorney ask for a continuance?
I'm not sure. I know the matter. It was a letter that I didn't have, you know, that he said was sent to me. So I know that the hearing, I'm assuming it was continued or postponed or whatever. And I received the letter, you know, and then when I received the letter, I said the acting clerk commissioner, as well as Ms. Scala, informed them, you know, both of them, that I had received the letter, and I never heard anything back.
So I just want to be clear, you still have not received any of these items?
Nothing.
And you requested them back in 2020, is that right?
Yes, it is. August 4th of 2020, I requested.
Okay, thank you. Does anybody else have any questions for
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter?
Yes.
Well, it sounds like if we approve this, within 14 days, he should be receiving all records responsive to his request. And if he doesn't receive that at no charge, and if he doesn't, then he can file for noncompliance. So I think hopefully once we take this action, he should actually start seeing these records.
Yeah.
If we approve it.
Does anyone else wish to be heard?
This is Commissioner Hankins. This is yet another example of Bridgeport circling the, Freedom of Information drain. I mean, they're continually not living up to the law. And, last meeting, we fined them $750. I'm not saying that a civil penalty is warranted in this case. But, you know, in the future, I think maybe they have to have a tighter rein on these requests. That's all.
My concern, Commissioner Hankins, is the same concern we had regarding the last case, where they asked us basically to do their job and exclude witness statements because they failed to claim the exemption at the appropriate time. And I know we were very concerned about that. I don't know what your thinking is on that.
Well, Mr. Commissioner Hankins, again, I mean, last time we thought that it was going to be, the documents were going to be looked at again by the Department of Correction. So I guess it would be us plus the Department of Correction doing their job, Bridgeport's job. Maybe if there's witness statements, I don't know if the documents, I don't recall either way whether the explicit documents had witness statements. I mean, if we want to amend the order, then we can include that, it would exclude any witness statements. I know Attorney Murphy crafted a really nice one last time. I don't know if
it's troubling that the City of Bridgeport is not doing their job, and then they're not reviewing the records as they're required to do. They did in this case respond to tell to tell Mr. Dixon, but we have your request and we're working on it. But that was it. They never produced them. They still had the obligation to produce them. They had an obligation to object at the appropriate time. So it is very troubling the way they're handling these FOI requests. I agree with you.
I mean, I don't know if they need at some point, you know, the next time, if they need retraining. You know, I mean, we can find them. We can get them retrained. And, you know, Tom Hennick, God bless his soul, is going to be retiring. So they're going to have to have somebody else do it. Unless, you know, they make him, force him to go there. But I don't know what can be done with it.
Maybe Attorney Murphy can help us.
Sure. It's Colleen Murphy. On this one, bear in mind that the city would, of course, have appeal rights if it was unhappy with this decision. It has a number of options available. For whatever reason, the city didn't even show up here today to make any defense of the case or to make those sorts of arguments that the commission is worried about. So in this, I think the facts here are different from the previous case where we had the respondent making a very impassioned plea regarding the records at issue. Here we don't really, well, we didn't in that case either know exactly what records were at issue, but there were some additional facts in play there. But you would still have here again the right for the city to appeal. They could, of course, request for reconsideration if there's some reason they're not here today to make their arguments. And of course, the records would be going to the correctional institution where there are some safeguards there as well.
As I understand it, Attorney Murphy, the request was made to the city of Bridgeport on August 11th, 2020. And here we are on August 24th, 2022. And they have not objected, and they have not complied with the request. Is that correct?
That appears to be the case from the record we have, yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Is there anyone else who wishes to be heard on this matter? Okay. I'd entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter, I will move adoption of the hearing officer report.
Is there a second? Is there a second?
Commissioner Hankins, second.
Yeah.
Thank you, Commissioner Hankins.
Second.
Thank you. Is there any discussion?
I don't know. Could perhaps you, as chairman, write to the city's corporation council and inform them of the discussion today and what transpired and how we're not pleased with this. Plus the fact that no one showed and would hope that it would not occur again. Something like that.
This is Commissioner Hankins. I would concur with that. Particularly, I mean, this is an ongoing pattern of conduct. Last time there was the Peeler case, we were at the reaction going over that.
I agree. I think the... This is on what he can eat. The easiest thing for them in this case would have been to produce the record and give it to Mr. Dixon and have that done. Instead, they failed to appear and they ignored his request. They had excuses as to why they haven't produced the record, but the excuses have gone on for over 2 years, and it just isn't appropriate. So maybe that's the right thing to do is to send a letter, but I'm not sure what is appropriate. And maybe Attorney Murphy can help us with that.
I'm happy to help out with that. I'm thinking that is sort of apart from this decision, and perhaps after the meeting I can discuss it with the chairman, and if he'd like, I can help him draft a letter. But maybe that's a discussion we'll have outside of decision making per se here.
This is Owen Egan. If it's appropriate, if it's not appropriate, then we'll defer to our counsel, Attorney Murphy. All right. So the motion's been made, seconded. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
And myself, Owen Egan, yes. Mr. Dixon, you should get those records within the next 14 days. However, they probably will be delivered to the prison, and the warden will have to do their review. So if you don't get the records and you're still in need of those records, please come back to us.
All right.
All right. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right. So I think Attorney Murphy, we're on to items 3, 4, 5, 6. Would you like to take the lead on those?
Sure. Please? Yes. I think that's great. I'll begin by saying that these four items on our agenda were matters requesting you to grant the request to summarily deny leave to schedule hearings, all in matters filed by Mr. David Godbout. And a couple of days ago, just in advance of this meeting, Mr. Godbout withdrew items 4 and 5, which were complaints against Patrick Carroll, Chief Court Administrator, State of Connecticut Judicial Branch. And both of them were against Patrick Carroll. So those were both withdrawn. So those are not presently before you at this point, but I also want to mention that prior to those withdrawals of those, Mr. Godbout filed several motions in connection with those two and the other two that are still pending before you. And we sent out a letter to Mr. Godbout, which you also received, noting that we had received all 13 of his motions, none of which, in my review of them, I believed comported with the instructions in the notices in these matters, which direct the parties to file argument and or affidavits in support or against the granting of the leave. And we just are putting those, you know, kind of in your purview right now. We did not take any action on those motions. I do not believe that they need to be taken action on right now, but we wanted to make sure that you had them. Your task today is to decide whether you agree with my initial decision not to grant leave to schedule these matters for hearing. So as I said, you had these motions. I'll just detail for you just what they were, just so you have an idea. You should, again, have received all of these papers, but they were motions to dismiss the very complaints that Mr. Godbout had himself filed. So he seeks to dismiss his own complaints, which were in all four of them. In one, which is a matter that involves a complaint against the commission, Mr. Godbout filed a motion for discovery, which is quite voluminous. I think there were 10 categories of records that he requested to seek under discovery, which is really not part of our practice. And then he filed motions for extension of time in all four matters and motions to strike in all four matters. And then just in advance of this meeting, we just received a communication from Mr. Godbout containing a federal court decision from the year 2000 in support of his motions for extension of time. So I think I've got you up to date on all of the filings. I don't think that those are particularly relevant. Mr. Godbout did file something that I believe he titled Response to Notice or Notice Response, which in looking at it most generously, I suppose could be in response to our directions and our notices to offer some argument. Mostly they don't do that, but you should also have those notice responses before you.
I have an objection. This is Dave Badbaugh. She is arguing.
Excuse me.
This notice.
Excuse me.
She's presenting false facts. The court decision that I provided was issued 2 days ago, not in 2020.
Excuse me. You don't have the floor. You're not able to speak.
Well, I have an objection to her arguing when the notice says that there's no argument.
Objection, though. Badbaugh. No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
The meeting. This is not. We're not allowing you to speak at this point with regard to these matters. Thank you.
Well, let me know when you will. Thank you.
No, there won't be any discussion in this part of the hearing, in this part of our
Well, she's just arguing against the motions and providing argument and reference to the notice. Right. That you're not allowing me. What, you got different rules than me?
I'd like you to stop speaking now. Thank you. All right. Go ahead, Attorney Murphy.
Sure, and just for the record, I think I'm just trying to lay out factually for you what has happened so far and express my opinion as the executive director. And,
objection, it's irrelevant what her decisions are for issuing the notice.
I'm going to ask you again, sir, to please stop talking. If we have any other interruptions, I will probably put you on mute. All right?
Thank you.
Okay, so I think I've laid out for you all of the materials that we received from Mr. Godbout. You have the notices not to schedule before you and the reasons for those notices. In the two cases that are currently pending, as I said, one is against the commission, and that is docket number 2021-0146. And in paragraph G, we've listed what was at issue in that case and include a statement that the commission doesn't maintain the records that are sought. And in the other docket, which is against the chair of the State of Connecticut Judicial Branch, the Rules Committee of the Superior Court, in that case, does not relate to the administrative functions of the judicial branch. So those are sort of the legal bases for it, but the notices also set forth the prior history with Mr. Godbout, and for all of the reasons.
Okay, this is Mr. Godbout. I filed a motion to strike in reference to everything that she's saying.
I'm going to ask Colleen, could you put Mr. Godbout on mute, please?
This is ridiculous. I got a motion to dismiss.
Could you please put him on mute?
In reference to you,
one moment.
I'd like to have Mr. Godbout muted at this time. He's interrupting the commission meeting.
I'm not interrupting.
Can you still hear me?
No.
Tell which one he is.
Mr. Hankins, yes, I can hear you.
You can hear me? Okay.
You're on mute still, Colleen. There you go.
Got it. One moment. Okay. So back on here. So for all of the reasons set forth in both of those two notices.
Both of those notices.
I would ask you to grant the request to summarily deny leave to schedule hearings in docket number 2020-167 and docket number 2021-0146.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter. Commissioners, the chairman might be on mute.
One,
Colleen, you're on mute.
Yep, I put myself on mute. Let me try to get the chairman off of mute. Hold on.
It's been kind of buggy today, you know? I got kicked off early in the meeting.
Can you unmute him? Do you know what number? Owen's name should appear next to him.
You're back on mute again, Colleen.
Yes, just directing my question to our staff here. Can you see Owen there, Danielle? I'm not allowed to unmute him. Should I unmute everybody?
Yeah.
Try, but then Mr. Godbout will.
Owen is muted. He has to unmute himself.
Okay. Owen has to unmute himself.
Yeah.
Could you ask Owen to unmute himself?
He's on the phone. I'm not sure.
We should tell him.
Mr. Chairman, are you able to unmute yourself?
Do we know what number Owen calls from?
His name is over here.
You can see his name?
Yeah.
Do you have his number?
Just says his name. Okay, I'm going to ask the chairman to just dial back in again. Everybody else stay. Stay where you are. I have to mute everybody. Oh, where God that was.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Owen Egan.
Terrific. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I'm on my cell on the upline.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Well, I'm not sure what went wrong there, but it did ask me to do *6 on the cell phone, so maybe that was what was required.
Okay, I think we have all of the commissioners.
Okay, so we had I asked if there was any discussion on your request. Do you want to repeat your request?
Sure, my request was that you grant the request to summarily deny leave to schedule hearings in 2020-167. And 2021-146.
And I had asked whether there was any discussion. I don't know if Mr. Streeter had some discussion. So
I'll defer to
Commissioner Hankins.
Commissioner Hankins? I had a number of things to say about the motions to dismiss and everything. I mean, this is not a motions practice. I'll leave it at that though. At the appropriate time, I'm going to be my idea to grant these two. I'm hoping at some point in time that, the legislature maybe takes up a law that, or an amended statute that you can't just withdraw the cases, because much work is done on the leave to denying the leave to schedule hearings. And, just withdrawing the case right before we're heard, I think it should be, with approval, a withdrawal should be with approval of a hearing officer or with the commission. But that's all I have to say right now, other than, I'm behind what Attorney Murphy wants us to do.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Hankins. Yes. Does anyone else wish to speak? Okay, I entertain a motion.
Yes, this is Commissioner Hankins. For the reasons cited in Attorney Murphy's two requests, I would move to grant the notice of request to summarily deny leave to schedule a hearing pursuant to Connecticut General Statute Section 1-206, subsection B, subsection 2, and FIC 2021-146. And I believe it's 2020-0167.
Commissioner Streeter, I second that.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none. We'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
And myself, Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Thank you. Attorney Murphy, report on pending appeals.
Yes, I will turn the floor over to Attorney Harmon, I believe she's on with us.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. There's a lot going on, so this will be brief. In McCoy versus Freedom of Information Commission in Bridgeport, which was a decision in which the commission found an operating agreement was exempt pursuant to 1-210B5. B, as commercial or financial information given in confidence, not required by statute. Attorney Ross has an oral argument in that matter tomorrow. In Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services versus Freedom of Information Commission and the Hartford Courant, which concerns a police report on an accidental death at the White and Forensic Institution, in which we ordered disclosure. I have oral argument on September 8th concerning that document, which Demas is arguing is a psychiatric record and a HIPAA protected record. In Sarah Brash versus FYC and Yale University, which has to do with uncorroborated allegations. Attorney Ross has an oral argument at the appellate court on September 14th. Also, Chief Michael Spera of the Old Saver Police Department has appealed the commission's decision ordering disclosure of an employee's exit interview. That's our latest appeal. And then finally, in Drum versus Freedom of Information Commission, which has to do with the commission's disclosure order concerning a cold case investigation concerning the murder of Barbara Hamburg, we have been notified by the Supreme Court that that case has been selected as a candidate to be argued at Eastern Connecticut State University on October 19th, 2022, as part of the Connecticut Supreme Court's On the Road program. So we're a candidate to be have our case argued at the university, and I think by the next commission meeting, I will know if that particular case has been selected to be part of the program. All parties in the drum case were willing to be part of the On the Road program, so it's possible we'll have oral argument at Eastern Connecticut State University in that case. So there's a lot going on, but that's all I have for now.
That's great. Thank you.
Okay, under item 8, the Executive Director's Report. So now we've changed that item to status of commission plans to for return to in-person meetings and hearings as of September 6th. 2022, and we are on target for that. We are moving forward. We're having a meeting next week to just go over our in-person procedures with the staff, and hopefully we'll get through that without too many glitches. I think this will be our last meeting like this for a while, at least. So really looking forward to seeing everyone at our next meeting. And that, I think, is September 14th. So that will be here at 165 Capitol Avenue.
And that will be the first in-person meeting we have.
That's right. That's right.
Great.
And I suggest arriving just a little early. If you all still have your badges, bring them. You may need to just get them rekeyed when you arrive, commissioners. But we'll make sure that that runs as smoothly as possible for you. So I think that's all I have on that. Under staff reports, nothing today. Legislative report, nothing today. And new business, nothing today.
Where do we park when we arrive? The parking lot next door to the building?
Yes, the Buckingham Garage. You may be able to park right in front of the building too. There's still an expansive lot that isn't, that doesn't get filled up. So you may be able to just park right there. But if not, you can pull into the garage and try your key card there. If it doesn't work, just press the button for the guard and let them know why you're here.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Any questions for Attorney Murphy?
All right. Mr. Streeter here. Sounds like it's going to be good that we're getting back to normal in our first meeting in the new digs. So we're looking forward to that. But I will move that we adjourn.
Is there a second?
Commissioner Hankins, second.
Thank you. I take a roll call in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Commissioner Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
And myself, Owen Egan, yes. We're adjourned. Thank you, everyone. It'll be good to see you in September.
Thank you, everyone.
Have a great day. Thank you, everyone, for your hard work. Take care.